Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, July 20th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell. Here are your headlines. Former Director of Public Prosecution, Jean Pestina, passes. 100 educators, education officers, and stakeholders receive Impact Justice-sponsored training in Jamaica. And 70-year-old former United States football star and actor O.J. Simpson granted parole after 9 years in Nevada prison. The news is brought to you compliments Scott's Dominica Limited. More details to follow.
It's VAT-free days at Courts now. Yes, you heard right. Buy any item at Courts today and we'll pay your VAT for you on all items across the store. Plus, amazing doughbuster deals on daily from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. So whether you buy cash or credit, the VAT is on us. Sweet. Offer on for 4 days only. Friday, July 21st to Tuesday, July 25th. So you've got to hurry down. We'll pay your VAT for you only at Courts. Don't miss out. Courts, bringing value home.
In news this evening, Jean Pestina, former Director of Public Prosecution, DPP, passed away earlier this morning, losing his long battle with cancer. Pestina served for several years in public office as a distinguished civil servant who served in Dominica and Antigua for over 38 years in public service and law enforcement. After listing the many accomplishments of Pestina's career, freelance journalist Carlisle John Baptist says Pestina will be remembered for his no-nonsense and outspoken nature, both in and out of office.
Mr. Jean Pestina, we all know, was battling cancer for the last few years. He was terminally ill, but a man who continued to speak his mind, very, very open. He was also a former member of the police force. He left at the rank of assistant superintendent of police. He became the first Dominican to, as a first police officer, to be called to the bar, to do a law degree successfully, and was called to the bar. He served in Antigua and Barbuda as a DPP for a number of years. And many of us will remember Mr. Pestina, a no-nonsense individual, one who would speak his mind. Very forthright individual, I must say. My various interactions with him at the office of the DPP, where those who worked with him would attest to the fact that he was always willing to impart knowledge and never kept anything to himself. And one also would challenge the status quo and was not at all afraid of taking decisions as director of public prosecution.
United Workers Party Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine is expressing concerns over the upcoming budget, stating that it does not cater to providing employment for citizens. Dr. Fontaine says while the party does support the social programs provided by the government, the lack of employment goes unaddressed in the upcoming budget. Dr. Fontaine also added, while cutting grass is noble, he would like to see better jobs created for Dominicans.
The legacy of this government will be the one through the NEP that actually created jobs for people to cut grass on the road. Now, this to me is not to bring down this job. All jobs are worthwhile. But in terms of creating jobs, you would have liked to see jobs, better jobs being created. And I was listening to a number of individuals who were giving their impressions about the budget. And the thing that kept coming up over and over again is we need jobs. You know, we need to work. You know, and that I think is one of the biggest concerns that I have, that this is not addressed at all in the budget. I mean, it's okay to give to give support to the elderly. It's okay to give support to the disadvantaged in society. That's fine, but you need to create jobs for your people.
In more news, Dominica Freedom Party leader Michael Astefan is of the view that the current administration is unaware of the country's capabilities and is therefore unable to manage the economy. Astefan says Dominica's economy once thrived on its agriculture exports. However, at present, it is clear that the sector's viability has declined under the current leadership. According to Mr. Astefan, this decline is proof of the government's inability to manage the country's economy.
In this government, we can say agriculture declined by more than 10% per annum, with less and less exports. You know, every year, there's a total decrease. And when we were exporting, for instance, bananas, $10 million a month on average, and plantains, approximately $1 million a month, they both know and brag about $300,000 for 3 months period last year. So you see, it's, you know, they have no idea of what Dominica was doing and what it's capable of doing. And it speaks volumes of the type of administration, the level of administration, and their ability to manage the economy.
Meantime, extreme partisan politics should not be practiced in any society, regardless of a person's position or affiliation with a political party. And that's according to Johnson Boston, General Secretary of the Dominica Freedom Party. Mr. Boston says the conflict and victimization caused by ignorant affiliation with a political party is senseless and inhumane. He's of the view that Dominicans must maintain a strong sense of understanding, maturity, statesmanship, friendship and unity toward each other to ensure that Dominica's future is secure.
This is almost like a seasonal thing, but friendship is a lifetime thing. So if you're a friend of a person, irrespective of what party they support, this is your friend. Well, you may have like a political exchange now and then, but it should not go beyond just discussion, you know, and being able to understand what your side is about and what my side is about and so forth.
In more news, consultant within the Ministry of Social Services, Martin Anthony, has disclosed that the new Child Maintenance Bill will give parents equal rights over children while in common law relationship. He said the current bill allows the mother to have more rights over children during a common law relationship.
There's a gray area here, and even this morning I was looking at it. In terms of what the law says about that, because there's the whole question that in common law the mother has more rights than the father.
Yes.
But that is going to be changed in terms of the Status of Children Bill, which is coming up. It will give equal responsibilities. And I think that is very important, because as in his case, mother seemed to have just exercised her right as mother and placed the child in somebody else's custody. And the father may be there helping the child and doesn't even have access to the child. So all those are areas the law is attempting to address. And I think part of the Status of Children Bill, which addresses overall rights and overall responsibilities, equal rights, equal responsibility for parents, is coming up in that bill.
Designs will soon be finalized for the construction of a geothermal power plant in the Roseau Valley. The designs are being undertaken by a technical firm from New Zealand. Chairman of Dominica's geothermal negotiating team, Dr. Vince Henderson, said the government of New Zealand is also assisting the government of Dominica with the environmental and social impact assessment study.
We are in the process of finalizing the design of the plant. So our technical consultants from New Zealand, Jacobs New Zealand Limited. They are working on that. We have received a project manager from the government of New Zealand, because a year ago we signed a partnership agreement with New Zealand for up to about $2 million for technical support, which includes assistance with completing the environmental and social impact assessment study. That is to see how a plant of that nature would affect the environment, the natural environment, you know, our flora and fauna, trees, our biodiversity, so all the living organisms within that area, but also the communities, the people in that community as well, how that will impact them, both on them as people, you know, but also on their livelihoods, how those will be affected. So we have work being done, being carried out even as we speak, with the hope that by end of August we can have a report submitted in the form of an ESIA that can be ready for discussion.
Chairman of Dominica's geothermal negotiating team, Dr. Vince Henderson. In more news, Approximately 100 educators, Ministry of Education officers, and other stakeholders are receiving training in restorative practices and restorative justice conference facilitation in 4 workshops in Jamaica. The workshops are being sponsored by the Canadian government-funded Improved Access to Justice Impact Justice Project, which is being implemented from within the Caribbean Law Institute Center, Faculty of Law, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. The training is in partnership with the Ministry of Justice in Jamaica. Former United States football star and actor O.J. Simpson has been granted parole after 9 years in the Nevada prison. "Thank you," said the 70-year-old, bowing his head as the board approved him for release. Simpson, who was acquitted for a double murder in 1995, has been serving time for armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and 10 other charges. He is set to walk free in October after being convicted of a 2007 confrontation at a Las Vegas hotel. The former Hall of Fame running back was found guilty in 2008, exactly 13 years to the day after he was famously acquitted for the killings of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. That's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Former Director of Public Prosecution Jean Pestina passes. 100 educators, education officers, and stakeholders receive Impact Justice-sponsored training in Jamaica. And 70-year-old former U.S. football star and actor O.J. Simpson granted parole after 9 years in a Nevada prison. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to the numbers 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.